Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 144 of Ninjas and Super Spies. Last time we talked about some great medieval weapons, a big list of cool blades you could look at and fawn over when you're going to kit out your martial arts character or unfrozen savage Welshman. But today we've got to talk about the dark side of shopping for medieval weapons. There are some unscrupulous merchants of war out there, I regret to inform you, and not every purchase you can make from these couple of pages is a wise one. I'm here to warn you about some bad deals, give you some advice on who you can trust and who you can't. There's a very clear line, a literal line, on this page between the photocopied, illustrated list of weapons that you're going to find in lots of Palladium games and the beginning of the ancient Oriental weapons, which are specific to ninjas and super spies. Now, as much as I love His Unholy Majesty, Witch King of the Battlefield, the Flamberge, I am beginning to be dubious about buying weapons from this big list. And I'll tell you why. First of all, we get some blunt weapons on this page. A fair selection. 10 different weapons. Variations on the theme of hitting your foe with a heavy and blunt thing. And this isn't even including ball and chain, which is a separate category. Immediately, we see all the red flags of an unscrupulous medieval weapon salesman. Not only does he have a mace for sale, but he also has an Arab mace for sale. Looks pretty similar. Oh no, I assure you it is from the exotic Orient. Okay, that's appropriation. I think what happened here is that you had a mace and then you had another mace that's like half a foot shorter and you decided to sell that one for the same price by supplementing it with backstory and piggybacking on someone else's culture. All right. Okay. You're a salesman. That's no doubt why you have a Hercules club for sale, the longest and heaviest of the blunt weapons listed here. Looks pretty impressive on the little sketch. You're selling it for $260. Despite the fact that it is, as far as I can tell, a very long wooden pole attached to a slightly thicker wooden head with nails driven into it. I'm pretty sure that any Home Depot or middle-aged dad with a workshop and a free weekend could make me a quote-unquote Hercules club for considerably less than $260. But okay, I congratulate you on your salesmanship, which is evident by the fact that you called this weapon a Hercules club and not by its other name, the Morgenstern. No one except me wants to charge into battle, screaming, "You shall fall before my mighty Morgenstern." But the most egregious example of this slippery salesmanship, the thing you really need to watch out for in the blunt section, is the war club. You just look at the illustration for this thing. It is all asymmetrical. It didn't even require the accurate carpentry of the Hercules club. This is just a gnarled chunk of wood. But it's being billed as a war club. Now, if you want to buy a club, you can buy one for about $10. That's a low price, but not necessarily a huge steal, given that the same stats apply to sticks and pipes. So the value you're getting for your $10 is the same as you would get from, you know, pulling a branch off a tree. But this unscrupulous table is not content to sell you a piece of wood for $10. No, it wants you to upgrade from the $10 branch to the $75 war branch, which is exactly the same thing, but 3 inches longer. Both one-handed weapons. Both weigh 3 pounds, both do a d6 of damage, but if you think that a piece of wood will kill your enemies deader because it is called a war club and not just a club, there is a $65 surcharge. Probably the war club comes with a certificate of authenticity, probably comes with a little stand so you can display it in your shitty apartment full of replica swords and ramen noodles. The war club is for suckers. Don't be a victim. In fact, I need you to get out of the whole blunt section of this table and just go shop for your blunt stuff below the line, because just listen to what the Ancient Oriental Weapons section has to tell us about the bow staff. Quote, "Although staff weapons have appeared in virtually every culture worldwide, the techniques of use were probably most advanced in the martial arts schools of samurai Japan." This is where we can tell the author of this book is writing, because of his often repeated conviction that everything is better in Japan. "The size of the bow staff should be about a foot taller than the height of its owner. Cost, $120. Damage, 1d8. So that's what you get if you buy a bow staff below the line. Now come back above the line and see what this chucklefuck wants to sell you. He's selling a bow staff that also does a d8 of damage, but costs $140, $20 more, and is 9.5 feet long. Now, never let it be said that I don't love a big ol' medieval weapon. Obviously, given my love of the flamberge, which is both literally and figuratively the most metal of any weapon on this table, but I'm going to go ahead and submit that a 9.5-foot long bow staff is too fucking long. And you know what? It's just a staff. It's wood. It could be sawed down to length. That's what a person running a normal neighborhood medieval weapons shop would do. But this is how you know you're dealing with a real fucking carny. Whoever is running this table, he got his hands on a stupid 9.5-foot long bow staff, and instead of firing up his saw to make it usable, he decided to mark it up $20 and convince some poor sap that a staff this long is worth extra money. This is not a reputable establishment. The fact that this page has two entries for bow staff, which give disagreeing prices, is typical palladium buffoonery, but the fact that one specifically calls out the weapon should be about a foot taller than you, and the other one offers you a bow staff at a standard length of almost 10 feet long, that kind of refusal to update information after we've gone to the trouble of photocopying it is peak palladium, and that's the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we go full weeaboo on a list of Asian weapons on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.